Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Welcome, everyone. It is so good to be back in Heater Nuba Gym. Here, let's set the scene for you for this first basketball game here in over a month. Glad to have you with us here as the Grants Pass Cavemen are hosting the Summit Storm out of Central Oregon. JV game just over with. The Grants Pass JVs lost by 10, 53-43 going into the final period. They were down by 13 or 14 points. Got it back to within 7, but the Summit JVs prevailed. As you may have heard here just real briefly when we were getting into this, the Pep Band is on hand and in full strength and sounding very, very good tonight. Lots of familiar faces in the stands here as people continue to file in. We're set for a tip-off in just about 20 minutes from right now. That'll be about 10 minutes after the scheduled start time, which was 6:45. It's going to be just before 7 o'clock. When we get that off. That's what we're looking at right now. So drive carefully. Plenty of time to get here. And then join us here at Heater Newman Gym for the first basketball game for the Grants Pass Cavemen in 2025. A non-conference tilt with the Summit Storm. That's the scene. Stay tuned for word from head coach Joel Jesse after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our bacon cheddar special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
It's time now for word from head coach Joel Jesse, brought to you by Kelly's Automotive Services, and we normally record those, and we did tonight, as head coach Jesse graciously commits his time to us to enhance this radio broadcast. Let you know what's going on with the Grants Pass Cavemen due to an unfortunate technical error, operator error. I confess, I'll throw myself right under the bus here. That I don't have it, but we will paraphrase it as best we can. But we're talking about the Cavemen coming in here with a record of, I think, 4-7. Is that right? 4-7 so far. But let's put that into context. The Grants Pass started off playing some very, very tough teams. Teams in the top 10 in the state up in the northern regions in Portland in the Salem area. So you do that in order to, the word for head coach Jesse was get them battle-tested early. You want to play the toughest competition that you possibly can in order to get ready for conference play. This conference play will really project you into the postseason, and that's where your traditional rivalries are. Following that stint up north, the team traveled into Southern California for a tournament there. Came out 2-4, could have been 3-1, but they lost one of their crucial players here, and we'll just spell that one out for you. Peyton Bruner, in the first period of a game that they felt that they could win, broke his hand and it out for the foreseeable future. We do hope that he'll be back maybe for the second half of the conference schedule. So cross your fingers here for Peyton Bruner. He was averaging like 19 points a game. We asked head coach Jesse about his philosophy, and it always has been in the past that he shared with us. He emphasizes defense. Sometimes that will change with the personnel that you have on your hand. He said, I will always be coaching defense. That's always my first priority. And with that, we'll take a little pause and talk about some of the personnel that we do have and what to expect tonight when we come back right after this from our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services.
We've had a lot of rain this year and a lot more people struggling to make ends meet. But we're happy to announce that the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service will start on January 13th. If you bring in 40 ounces or more of Peanut Sun soy or almond butter and 10 or more ounces of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford location of Kelly's, we'll exchange that food for wiper blades installed up to $35 in value. Wipeout Hunger ends on February 7th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
So the Grants Pass cavemen come in here. Certainly not at the full strength that head coach Jesse would have wanted, but we do have some familiar names to share with you. Among them, Jordan Rosetta, a 6'5 sophomore this year, who was averaging almost 6 points a game last year as a freshman. His high game was about 18 points, and he's certainly capable of scoring much, much more. He has become a presence on the floor. Their team leader, Zach DeShane, at 5'9". He worked the point and dish out all of the assists. He's also a good shooter. You'll hear other names like Grady McKittrick, Tim Hart, Kingston Connell tonight, Jameis Traylor, and lots more. It is a young team, a very, very young team. Well, let's see, one, two, three seniors. One of those was Bruner on the roster. Three freshmen on the roster. Those freshmen, and one is scheduled to get some playing time tonight, a six-footer, Jameis Traylor. Also a couple of Ely boys. Since we've got two Elys, we will go by their first name, both Bronk and Dirk. So that gives you a little idea of what we'll be looking at tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen. In terms of Summit, they are coming in here with a fairly respectable record. They are have a winning record at this point. They are 6-5 on the young season. They're a 5A school, but pretty good-sized 5A school and well-respected and played well into the playoffs last season. So they are certainly a team to be respected and not taken lightly. The JV showed us exactly what their margin of error certainly came from their fast break. They're a great passing team, or at least the JVs were a great passing team, always looking for the open man and breaking downfield quickly for some easy buckets. So if that's what we find from the Summit Storm, we'll have maybe a little higher scoring game than head coach Jesse would like. But we'll we'll rely on head coach Jesse's defense to slow that breakdown. That's what we have here. And once again, my apologies to head coach Jesse for sharing his time with us. We always have to record that just because at this time of the game, he's getting ready. He's still doing his coaching on the floor and getting ready. In fact, right now he's talking with the opposing coach, just getting ready to get this contest underway in just about 13 minutes. And you'll hear it all right here on KAJO Radio. So head coach Jesse's comments brought to you by Kelly's Automotive Services in Grants Pass and Medford. They service your vehicle and take care of you. Starting lineups coming after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local, trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low-voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. You can grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all, doors, windows, lumber, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. That's Farmers Building Supply. And once again, I'm going to have to throw myself under the bus here because I do not have confirmed starters for either squad right now, but we'll give you our best guesses. First of all, we certainly expect a 6'5 sophomore Jordan Rosetta to start, along with a 6'2 junior Grady McKittrick. I suspect Tim Hart will start. He is a 6-foot senior, a 5'9 senior. Zach DeShane also, and perhaps either Kingston Connolly or Jameis Traylor. Weston Berg could be a possibility there, too. So that being said, we'll certainly confirm that with the introduction of players in a moment or two. We'll talk about the Summit Storm when we come back right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
In talking with head coach Jesse, he pointed out that last year's Summit team that went deep into the playoffs, I know they were in the finals. I'm not sure if they went it or not, quite frankly. My bad. But the key there is that they had a senior-laden squad, and all those seniors are gone. However, they bring, again, a senior-laden squad. They have, one, two, three, four, five, six seniors. They can go 6-6, 6-4, 6-3, 6-2, 6-2 with their seniors. Now they can come off the bench with a 6-7 sophomore, a 6-5 junior, a 6-4 junior. So they have some height. And they practiced against one of the best 5A teams in the state in last year. So keep that in mind. This is a team to be reckoned with and certainly respected as the Grants Pass Cavemen host their first home game here of 2025 tonight. Well, that's what we have for starting lineups. We apologize for not more accuracy. We'll correct that in the future. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. The keys to tonight's game brought to you by our good friends at Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming. Tip of the hat to Rick Chapman out there. Glad to have him along this year for more Caveman sports as we take a look at the keys to tonight's game. And, of course, first key for the Grants Pass Caveman has got to be defense against what promises to be a pretty skilled 5A team coming in here in the shape of the Summit Storm. And we've outlined some of the reasons why they should be certainly respected coming into this contest tonight. Now, the Grants Pass Cavemen should be alert to their passing game and their fast break. That was demonstrated by the JVs, and that's how the JV put together a 10-point win tonight over the Grants Pass JV. So when you're talking fast break, there are a couple of keys to that. Defense is one of them. One of the second things is rebounding. And quite frankly, after what we just outlined to you, they are a taller team than the Grants Pass Cavemen. But you can out-rebound a team with some techniques, blocking out, great passing, taking care of the basketball, those sorts of things. We'll continue with this right after this word from our good friends at Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sawing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. Keys to tonight's game. You've got to put the ball in the hole. So we've talked about rebounding and defense and putting the ball in the hole. Let's start off with Jordan Rosetta, who will probably be clogging up the middle with his 6'5 frame. And he's a solid 6'5, broad-shouldered. Well, he's a football player, a starting quarterback for the Grants Pass Cavemen, once again as a sophomore. So he's athletic. He's determined and He's an intelligent young man, and he'll actually coach himself through some difficult situations along with the coaching staff. So Jordan Rosetta, one of the keys to tonight's game, clogging up the middle. Then we'll go to the outside, and Zach DeShane, he'll be distributing the ball. He's also a good shooter, can hit the three. Once again, the Cavemen will need to outscore this Summit team. Now, how do you outscore the Summit team? Well, first of all, head coach Jesse wants them shooting inside that three-point arc. From the film that he has seen on this visiting team tonight, they hit the three with a high percentage, so he wants his defense to come outside of that arc and make sure that he forces all of their shots to come up on the inside. All of that being said, those are the keys to tonight's game. We'll see how those keys come up. And as we get closer and closer, we're about 5 minutes away from the opening tip-off tonight. Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming offering complete vacuum repair and supplies with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. Brought you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned for the tip-off coming after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our bacon cheddar special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back to Heater Nova Jeb. We're about 3 minutes away from the tip-off. I did want to point out that we normally try to pick up more of the December games than we did this time, but there were a couple of situations that were, first of all, the length of travel for many of them was almost completely out of the question, but we'll deal with that later. In the meantime, it's good to be here right now, and at the same time, we will be here for every game throughout the end of this basketball season, including next Friday night. We'll invite you right back to Heater Newman Gym. Yeah, we get two in a row as the Cavemen begin their season play, conference play by welcoming South Eugene into Heater Newman Gym. That's coming up this Friday night. The tip-off is scheduled for 6:45. Once again, we're the football conference and the basketball conference, because of the wisdom for the OSAA, is a little bit different. So we're talking about the following Tuesday, going to South Medford. That'll be on Valentine's Day. That'll be a month before Valentine's Day on the 14th. That tip-off is scheduled for a little earlier at 6 p.m. Then we'll fly on I-5 up to Eugene to take on the Sheldon Irish on the 17th at 7 o'clock. Coming back on the 21st, that's a Tuesday, we will be at Roseburg. So there are three away games in a row. So we'll travel to Roseburg on the 21st for a 6:45 tip-off. And we come back home on the 28th and host North Medford at 7 o'clock. And also at 7 o'clock on the 31st, we'll take on Willamette right here at Heater Newman Gym. Followed by a traditional rivalry, we'll bring Roseburg right back into Heater Newman Gym for another memorable contest. That gets underway at 6:45. Also a 6:45 start as we go back to Eugene to play the Axe at South Eugene. Come back home to host South Medford and Sheldon in a row on the 11th and the 14th. That one is on Valentine's Day. And we'll send Sheldon a nice Valentine's for that. And then we'll travel to North Medford for the second to last regular season game Tip-off at 6, and then at 5:30 on the 25th, we'll open up a game at Willamette against that team. So that's a brief rundown of what to expect so far here on Caveman Sports on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Time is about ready to expire here on the warm-up clock. We'll have the PA taking over in a moment or two. We'll have the national anthem and the introduction of players all right here on KAJO. And we'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
We've had a lot of rain this year and a lot more people struggling to make ends meet. But we're happy to announce that the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service will start on January 13th. If you bring in 40 ounces or more peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter and 10 or more ounces of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford location of Kelly's, we'll exchange that food for wiper blades installed up to $35 in value. Wipeout Hunger ends on February 7th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back. Final strains of the national anthem being performed by the Grants Pass High Pep Band. Pretty good sized pep band taking up the entire south end of Heater Newman Gym. As we get ready now for the introduction of players. First of all, the sportsmanship announcement by the PA announcer, Athletic Director Clay Roundsville, delivering that message right now. For the Summit Storm, Rowan Bosley will get the start, wearing number 2. Kai Skelly, a 6'2 senior, also getting the start. Number 4, Ryder Grebe, 6'6 senior. And number 22, Will Manfredi, a 6-foot senior. And number 44, a 6'5 junior, Matt Tompkins. All right, so we know the starting lineup for the Storm. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Zach DeShane being introduced. Zach averaged 2.5 points a game. He'll work the point and lots of assists. A 60% free throw shooter last season for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Once again, wearing number 1. Number 4, Kingston Connolly. 6-foot junior this year. Number 11, the freshman, Jameis Traylor, getting the start tonight. Coach Jesse says he's highly coachable, intelligent, and very athletic. No question on that one. Number 23 being introduced is Jordan Rosetta, 6'5", sophomore. Not a surprise there. And the fifth starter for the Grants Pass Cavemen is number 24, Tim Hart. All right, so we know the principal's getting this one underway. We're just about ready to get this contest underway, ladies and gentlemen, right here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. 99.7 on the FM band, 1270 on the AM side. You can listen anywhere in the world on the World Wide Web at KJO.com. Glad to have you with us here as we're anxious to get this one started. Once again, there's the fight song. That'll bring home fans to their feet here as the rhythmic clap joins along. Pretty good selection from the student body for a Tuesday night here. And, of course, more cheerleaders than I've ever seen before. They take off most of the full side on the floor there. As we move to the center of the court, where number 11 trailer will be at 6 foot, will be jumping against a 6'6 senior. Controlled by the Summit into the backcourt quickly across the timeline, right front court. We're at action right now. All right, the point guard begins to direct traffic, goes into the corner right-hand side. Surrounded there by Trailer, back out front, back left-hand side, then quickly into the corner, left-hand side as they swing the ball around, back out front, top of the key. Man looks down the paint, finds nothing, goes back left-hand side to number 4, Greeb. Greeb back out front, then down low to the low post, out top of the key, back right-hand side, right front court to number 3, that's Skeely. Shot is up from three-point land, off no good, rebound put back up and in. By the junior, Matt Tompkins. It's 2-0. Grants Pass has the basketball for the first time. Trailer trapped in the backcourt. Gets the ball up quickly to Hart, right-hand side. Then down low to Trailer, and they pass stolen away on the inside by the Summit Storm. Coming down the back right-hand side again is Greeb. Greeb gets the ball out front quickly to Skeely. Skeely in the corner, left-hand side, out to the junior. Then back out front. Shot is up and good by number 3, Skeely. And it's 4-0 in... or the Summit Storm, which show a trap zone in the backcourt right now. They pass over the timeline to Rosetta. Back left-hand side to Hart. Back out front to DeShane. DeShane in the center circle right now. Begins to direct traffic. Gets the ball off left-hand side quickly to Trailer. Then left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane on the wing. Drives to the free throw line. Stutter steps there. Spins. Drops the ball down low to Rosetta. Rosetta head fake. Spins. Gets under the basket. Goes up with a shot that is checked and rolls out off the foot of... Evidently, one of the Summit Storm. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. Grants Pass going right to left across your radio dial here at Heater Newman Gym. Rosetta will make the inbounds play as the Cayman post four men around the lane. Ball comes into a Trailer. Gives it off left front court to Rosetta. Back right-hand side then. And I think a traveling call, I guess. Even Hart doesn't know. And the ball came out of his hands. So the Cayman show token pressure in the backcourt right now as the ball comes in backcourt. Hope for the Rosetta steals the long pass down court, gives it right back to Hart. Hart spins, flips the ball up quickly to DeShane. DeShane left hand side on the wing. The Trailer in the corner slides right out quickly. Pardon me, that was Conley. Back out front now to DeShane between the circles. DeShane between the circles goes left-hand side to Rosetta, wing left. Rosetta spins, kicks the ball into the corner. Shot is up from three-point land by Hart, off no good. Rebound taken down by the Storm. Storm spins back down the floor all the way through the lane. Lays one up that is off no good. Follow-up is good by Matt Thompson. He's got 4 of their 6 points so far. It's 6-0. Grants Pass still looking for that first tally tonight. DeShane in the backcourt sees that trap forming. Flips the ball left-hand side quickly to Connell. Right back over to Trailer. His pass left-hand side deflected by the Storm and picked up quickly by Greeb. Long pass down the floor, right-hand side. On the attack, it's the Summit Storm. Right-hand side on the drive. Loose basketball in the paint. Picked up by the Storm. Back out top of the key quickly to number 22, Manfredi. Manfredi goes back to the low post again. And a foul call this time on Grants Pass. I suspect it is on Trailer. We'll see as the official comes to the sidelines. That's the call. So Trailer will get the first mark on our score sheet tonight for the Grants Pass Cayman. That's the first foul for anybody tonight. Inbounds play from the end line for the Summit Storm. As they put four men across the baseline there, they'll kick it back out on the wing right-hand side. And tries to penetrate Grants Pass in a man-to-man right now. Ball comes out front quickly to Greeb. Greeb back right-hand side quickly to number 22, Manfredi. Manfredi. Back down low to Skeely. Then on the baseline quickly at number 44. And a traveling call underneath. They wrapped up the big man and get the turnover. So Grants Pass gets the turnover. Connolly will make the inbounds play. He gives it to DeShane. DeShane sees the trap forming in the backcourt. Calls for help. Flips the ball over to Connolly. Connolly at the shy of the timeline. Gets the ball across to Hart. Then back over to DeShane. Just across the center circle. And left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly in the corner then to Rosetta. Rosetta back out to Connolly. Connolly drives. Lays one up. Elevates. It's up and good. And Connolly has the first two for Grants Pass. 6-2 the score. Storm gets the ball in quickly against full court pressure by the Grants Pass Cape, and they throw over the pressure quickly. Ball gives a right-hand side shot. Is up and good by their big man, Grieve. His first two of the night, and it's 8-2. Grants Pass down by 6. Connolly in the backcourt gives the ball up quickly to McKittrick, who's in the lineup right now. Ball right-hand side to DeShane. In the paint, elevate. Shot is up. It's short. No good. Rebound, Rosetta. Rosetta muscles one up. That is good, and he'll go to the free throw line. Get in the act of shooting, and the foul called on number 44. That's the 6'5 junior with 4 points. Tompkins will pick up his first of the night. And at the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta, last year about a 69% free throw shooter. Takes his time, deep breath, shot is up, and good. So Rosetta has three, and it's 8-5. Grants Pass down by 3. Looks like a zone press in the backcourt, a 2-2-1. Ball up to Scaley. Scaley kicks the ball back right-hand side to Falk. Back out front quickly to Grebe. Grebe left-hand side, hands it back to Scaley. Scaley in the corner, left-hand side. Man drives the baseline, elevates in the paint. Shot is up, off no good. Rebound falls into the hands of Hart. Hart puts the ball on the floor himself, hands it off to Connolly in the backcourt. And Connolly walks it down. Connolly comes up to the timeline as that trap zone has fallen back now. Ball on the right-hand side on the wing. Back out front to Hart. Hart head fakes. Shovels left-hand side quickly to McKittrick. Then to the corner to DeShane for three on the way. In and out. Won't go. Scaley rebounds. Kicks the ball out quickly to Manfredi. Manfredi back into the paint. Gives the ball to number four, Greed, the 6'6 senior outside to Scaley. Shot is up for three. No good. Rebound to McKittrick. That's DeShane on the fly down the right-hand side. Head fakes. Tries to go to the baseline on the right-hand side. Stop there. Dribbles through the paint. Goes left-hand side to Hart. 25-footer for Hart is just off. No good. Rebound. Rebound, our big guy. Kingley touched it. Ball back out front to McKittrick. Shot is up, and that's good for three. So McKittrick gets three, and we are tied at 8. That 2-2-1 pressure. Now for the Cavemen, they throw over it again quickly up to Tompkins. And left-hand side, he turns the ball over, and Grants Pass gets it right back. Traylor has been getting a breather. He comes back in to the basketball game. Connolly sits down. And DeShane to Traylor, right back to DeShane. And the trap zone is back up in effect. Ball back right-hand side across the timeline, quickly to Hart, then back to DeShane in the center circle, left-hand side to McKittrick. Pumps once, gives the ball to Rosetta. Rosetta for three, hits the front of the iron, off, no good. Rebound control by the Summit Storm again. Back down the right-hand side, that's Bosley with the ball. Back out front, top of the key, down low to their big guy, rolls one up, that is good. Oh, check that. That's Andy Bledsoe, his first two of the night. Bledsoe comes in at 6'7". Ball right-hand side to McKittrick again. Bounce pass down low to Traylor at the baseline. Back out front to McKittrick. Right front court to the center to DeShane. Left-hand side to Hart. Again, a 25-footer. That one just off. On the drive quickly, here comes again number four. Grebe brings the ball down. And Grebe puts one up. The Cavemen call timeout, down by 4, 12-8, 1:45 to play. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
This first quarter brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. 12-8, Grants Pass down by 4 here in the first period at Heater Newman Gym. A minute 45 left here in the first period. on the floor for the Cavemen. We'll pick it up as best we can for you. Let's see. Number one, Zach DeShane on the floor. Pardon me. We've got Kingston Connolly, Jameis Traylor on the floor, Jordan Rosetta, Tim Hart, and Grady McKittrick. McKittrick gets the ball right-hand side on the wing on the attack for the Cavemen. He's surrounded there. Kicks the ball back out front to Traylor. Then back to McKittrick on the wing. Down low to Rosetta. Tries to back up in on Scaly. Plays it off glass. No good. Rolls off into the hands of one of the Summit Storm defenders. They flip the ball out quickly to Kettering. Kettering back right-hand side. A three-point attempt from the right-hand side is buried by number 44, Tompkins. And he's got seven of their 14 points. Cavemen bringing you down. Whistle stops the action. Foul called on Kettering. Kettering will pick up his first of the basketball game. And it should be Grants Pass ball inbounds. So DeShane is back in and Traylor sits down. So DeShane flips the ball into the backcourt quickly to Connolly. Connolly drives the right-hand side quickly up on the wing to Hart. Back out front to McKittrick. Left-hand side to DeShane. 20-footer for DeShane is just off. No good. High for the board is Connolly. Turns and shoots off. No good. Slapped away. Foul call underneath. I think Connolly will go to the free throw line with this one. Let's see. Foul call, first of all, on number one. That's Andy Bledsoe. That'll be his first third team foul on the Storm. And going to the free throw line is number four for Grants Pass, Kingston Connolly. Shot is up. Good. Third play of the night for Connolly. He has a vertical leap. Wow, he got up there. One more shot coming for the young man. Shot is up and good. 4 points for Connolly. Inbounds play quickly comes to Blossley. Long pass down to the right-hand side on the wing for the Summit Storm. Back on the attack. Bounce pass down low on the baseline to Blossley. Honestly, spins, puts a shot up. That is good. Check that. That was Tompkins, Matt Tompkins. He's got nine of their 16. In the backcourt right now, McKittrick playing catch with DeShane. Across the timeline, quickly to Hart in the forecourt. Left-hand side to DeShane. Back out front to McKittrick. Back to on the left-hand side to DeShane. 22 seconds left here in the period. They'll play catch with it out front. Rosetta steps out front to help in the right front court. Connolly steps out now, left front court. 13 seconds. Back out to DeShane. 11 seconds. 10 seconds. Time to make something happen. Ball comes right-hand side to Connolly. Connolly drives, elevates, bounce pass down low, looking for McKittrick. Spins, fadeaway, jump shot right-hand side is off. Tip up, no good. And rebound taken down by McKittrick, or by Kettering. And that's the way the first period will end, with the Cavemen down by six at the Summit Storm, 16-10. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement on the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. There's a buzzer signaling the start of the second period here. On the alternate possession rule, I believe, let me see, the Cavemen will be putting the ball in play. Cavemen break out of their huddle. Summit Storm already out, showing a 2-3 zone. Just standing around. DeShane will make the inbounds play from the half court. Mark has Connolly in the backcourt with him. And the ball comes in quickly to Connolly, and we're back at it. Also, Traylor on the floor. Ball comes right-hand side on the wing to Hart. Back out front to McKittrick, top of the key. He fires from long range, off, no good. And in the rebounding action, a pushing foul against, I believe, the Storm. Zero Kettering will pick up his second foul of the evening. That'll be the second team foul. And quickly back to action to McKittrick. Out front to Hart. Hart from long range nails a three. That was a 25-footer for Tim Hart. His first 2 points of this basketball game. Long pass down to Kettering. Back out front to Zero. That's Kettering. Back number 44. That's Tompkins. Out front now. Ball comes to Kettering. Top of the key. Back right-hand side again to Tompkins. Then on the wing, right-hand side, looking for a man cutting down the lane. They find a man left-hand side. The ball pulls him way out of bounds, flows it big out front, but the Storm retrieve it, and Kettering gets the ball right-hand side into the corner. From the corner, the man drives, flips the ball back to corner, right-hand side. Back out on the wing, up front, then to Kettering, left-hand side. Shot is up from three-point land, in and out, won't go. Rebound tipped away and saved back in, but saved into Traylor. Three-on-one, three-on-two break. Lead pass to Connolly. Connolly spins. Shot is off. No good. Rebound being contested. And a foul called in the rebounding action. It's going against the Grants Pass Caveman. I suspect against Traylor. We'll see. So Jameis Traylor will pick up his first infraction. Pardon me. Make that his second infraction of the night. 16-13. Grants Pass down by three. Still showing that trap zone. That 2-2-1 zone on the inbounds play. Back to action. Ball is on the floor right now. Blossley brings it down into the paint. Clicks it left-hand side in the corner. Man shoots the three from there off. No good. Rebound. Action comes out of bounds, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Conley will make the inbounds play for Grants Pass. Rosetta comes in. Traylor sits down after limited minutes. So on the floor, McKittrick, Rosetta, Hart, DeShane, and Connolly. DeShane has the ball in the backcourt, goes left-hand side to Connolly, back to DeShane, across the timeline, then to Rosetta, into the top of the key to Hart, left-hand side to DeShane, who drives, kicks it in the corner, left-hand side to Connolly, head fake, back out on the wing to DeShane. DeShane head fakes, drives all the way, lays one up, high off glass, it's great, great move by DeShane, his first two of the night. Inbounds play against the pressure. Gets the Storm across the timeline. Right-hand side. Ball in the hands of Kettering. Left-hand side of the corner. Ball goes down low to the post. Again to Kettering. Caught. Shot is up. Off. No good. Foul called on the Grants Pass Caveman this time. I think Hartman will see as the official comes to the sidelines. Yes, we have three officials on the floor for the varsity games, and they're discussing it right now. Now the official turns, heads to the side, and says, it is on Hart. So Hart will pick up his first of the night. So Kettering goes to the free throw line for two. First shot is up and good. His first point of the basketball game. One more shot coming. Shot is up and good. So he finds two at the charity stripe. Makes it to 15-18 score right now. Grants Pass down by three. Connolly in the backcourt. Stop shy of the timeline. Gets it back to DeShane. Back to Connolly. Lead pass up quickly to McKittrick on the wing left-hand side. Back out front to Connolly. To McKittrick, corner left-hand side. Back out to Connolly. Connolly head fakes. Comes back the wing left-hand side. Gives the ball to Rosetta on the sideline. Back out front to DeShane. Left-hand side. Between the circles into McKittrick. Right-hand side now in the corner to Hart. Hart drives to the wing, hands the ball out front to DeShane. DeShane, a little shake and bake, kicks the ball right back to Hart. Hart from long range, fires off, no good. Rebound, the smallest man on the floor, that's DeShane. To Rosetta, back to DeShane, brings it out of the paint. Left front court, and resets the Grants Pass Caveman. 5:26 to play here in the first half. 15-18, Grants Pass down by three and looking for some more. Ball goes to DeShane, corner left-hand side right now. Head fakes, tries to drive the baseline, then comes right back out, drops the ball off to Rosetta, who attacks along the baseline, steps 3 feet out, shot is up off, no good. Rebound into the hands of the Summit Storm. Ling pass down right-hand side. Ball comes outside on the corner to Grebe. Grebe looking for help. Finds Blossley. B-L-O-S-S-L-E-Y. Blossy. Ball comes down low. Shot is up and good this time. Manfredi gets the field goal this time. And it's a 5-point game. Long pass down to Hart on the wing. Across the timeline, ball to Conley, right-hand side. Then down low to McKittrick in the corner, right-hand side. Out on the post to Rosetta. Back to McKittrick. Free throw line elevates. Their shot is up, off no good. Rebound still being contested and chased down into the corner by the Storm. Lane pass comes up quickly to Manfredi. Cross-court pass right-hand side to Kettering. Kettering back out front. Shot is up for three. Rattles it in and out. Won't go. Rebound controlled by Rosetta this time. Outlet pass comes to DeShane. DeShane drops it right back to Rosetta. And Rosetta walks it down uncontested. Crosses the timeline quickly to Conley, left-hand side. Back to DeShane between the circles now. That right-hand side to DeShane on the wing. Back out to Rosetta. To McKittrick, back out to Conley. Conley right-hand side on the wing again to DeShane. Drives to the free throw line, penetrates, tries to lay one up. As he went up, he was tied up. It's a jump ball call. Man had the ball in his hands. Two men had it. On the alternate possession rule, it will go to the Summit Storm. Weston Berg checks in for Grants Pass, so we've got Berg on the floor along with Conley, Traylor, Rosetta, and McKittrick. Inbounds play quickly as the Grants Pass came and showed man-to-man zone. Or a man-to-man defense. Ball comes right-hand side. Working on McKittrick. That's Kettering. Spin. Shot is up and good. That was Tompkins. Actually, he's got 11 points in the basketball game of their 22. Ball left-hand side quickly to McKittrick. In the corner, left-hand side, then to Berg. Berg back out front to Connolly. Connolly to left front court. Little head fake, drives left-hand side to the baseline, lays one up, great move, and he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. So Conley, working hard, gets his second field goal, his sixth point, and he'll go back to the free throw line looking for more, and the foul called on number 22, Will Manfredi. That's his first of the night, second team foul this period. So at the free throw line, number four for Grants Pass right now, Kingston Conley, 6 foot junior, 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far tonight. Grants Pass's leading scorer was 6 at this time. Shot is up and good. 7 points for the young man. Quickly, the Storm puts it back in play on the drive. Left-hand side shot is up and blocked by Rosetta. Picked up by Traylor in the backcourt. Through heavy traffic, trying to read it. Outnumbered, but attacks the basket. Lays one up that rolls off. No good. Scaly rebounds it for the Storm. Outlet comes quickly to number one, Bledsoe. Bledsoe down, gives it on the corner, then back out front quickly. Top of the key, man backs away right front court for the Storm. Traylor comes out for the trap, and there's a loose basketball. Two men on the floor, Rosetta and number four, Ryder Grebe. And they're going to call the foul on Grebe. That's his first and the third team foul this period on the Storm. Conley sits down with... As the leading scorer for Grants Pass is McKittrick, puts the ball in play in the backcourt to DeShane. DeShane dribbles over towards head coach Jesse, gets an instruction, then comes down, crosses the timeline out front between the circles, gets a double screen on the front left-hand side, back out top of the key to Traylor, then to McKittrick, right-hand side, and trying to go for the basketball, Rosetta, and there's a bump, and I think this one's going against the Storm. Foul is called on number two, Austin Ketchmer. K-E-T-C-H-M-E-R-E. His first. Caveman put the ball in play from the end line. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Spins, looks, fades away, goes up with a shot that is blocked by number four. He's 6'6", so he's got an inch height on Rosetta. And again, the Cavemen have the basketball inbounds from the sidelines this time, just in front of the Storm's bench. Traylor comes over to make the inbounds play. Flips it way in the backcourt to DeShane, and DeShane crosses the timeline out between the circles right now. Little head fake, drives to the left-hand side, gets a pick from Rosetta. Still moving with the basketball, back out to Rosetta. He'll take the three, hits the front of the iron, off, no good. Rebound, Berg. Berg brings it out, flips the ball up front quickly to Conley. Conley backs away from the defense, then drives himself, kicks the ball left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane tries the three, hits, off, no good. Board cleared this time, once again, by number two, Losley. Lead pass down left-hand side. Scaly going high for it. And a whistle on the action. I think this one's going against Grant's pass. Probably Berg, but we'll see. That's the call. So Weston Berg gets his first of the night. Inbounds played this time for the for the Storm. Once again, they'll post four men across the baseline. And the Cavemen take a timeout. Look at the scoreboard right now. It's 22-18. Grants Pass down by four with 2 minutes to play here in the first half. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Welcome back. 22-18. Grants Pass down by four with 2 minutes to play here in the second period. Coming to you live from Heater Newman Gym. Once again, play is resumed. It will be Summit Storm's ball inbounds from the end line. They'll post four men across the end line there. And the ball will come as they go into a shuffle now down low right-hand side. Shot is up off glass. Won't go. Rosetta clears the board for the Cavemen. Drops the ball off to Conley. And Conley brings it down slowly. No pressure in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline right front court. And the pressure picks up quickly. Lead pass to Berg in a corner right-hand side. Back out front now to Traylor. Left-hand side to Deshane on the wing. Down low on the post, left-hand side to Rosetta. Spins, puts up a half-hook shot, off no good. Rebound control by the Storm. Driving down the right-hand side on the fly, lost the ball on the way down. Whistle stops the action. We've got a man on the floor, and I think it's going to get foul called on number two. That's Wasley. His first, and it's Grants Pass ball inbounds in the backcourt, and that's Conley to Deshane. So Deshane shuffles along, one man waiting for him right at the timeline, drives past him into the left front court, still working eyeball to eyeball with him, flips it about high post then to Conley. Conley spins, gets in the paint, close left-hand side to Traylor in the corner. Corner out on the wing to Rosetta, out front again then to Deshane. Deshane drives left-hand side, back to Traylor in the corner left-hand side, tries to get in the paint, has room, great move, ball taken down and by Rosetta, goes back up with a shot, and a foul called, I believe, on the Storm. Number Grebe will pick up his second. Sixth team foul on the Storm. He'll be shooting two. Has 3 points in the basketball game so far. Shot is up. Good. He's got a two, and now he's got 2 ones. Total of 4 points. Makes it 22-19, a three-point game. Rosetta again, taking his time at the free throw line. Deep breath. Shot is up. Good. 3 for 3 at the charity stripe for Grants Pass. Well, for Rosetta at any rate. Ball right-hand side against that 2-2-1 zone press. Lloyd, they throw over it and get the ball quickly to Scaley, and he lays one up easily, almost uncontested. That's his fourth point of the game. Final minute of play underway right now here in the first half. 24-20, Grants Pass down by four. Conley has a basketball double-teamed in the forecourt, left-hand side, then to Rosetta on the wing. Back out front to Deshane. Deshane backs away from the defense, now man-to-man by the Storm. Tries to drive in, gets a pick at the top of the key, moves off to the right-hand side. 32 seconds on the clock. Deshane drives, surrounded in the paint, kicks the ball left-hand side, then to Berg. Berg gives the ball up left-hand side of the corner to Conley. Conley back out front to Rosetta, top of the key, launches the three. It's off, no good. And climbing over the back this time, Conley will be whistled for this foul. So Conley will pick up his first infraction of the night, third team foul on Grants Pass this period. Tim Hart comes in, and Traylor gets a little breather. Inbounds play once again in the backcourt for the Storm. Again, the Cavemen show that 2-2-1 trap zone in the backcourt. They'll throw over the pressure again to Scaley. Quickly into the forecourt to number 22. That's Manfredi. Manfredi gives the ball out front quickly to number two. That's Blossley. Blossy. Right-hand side shot is up for three and buried it at the buzzer. It was good for Kettering. Kettering gets the three. And at the break, it is 27-20. Grants Pass down by 7 points in that final shot We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
We've had a lot of rain this year and a lot more people struggling to make ends meet. But we're happy to announce that the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service will start on January 13th. If you bring in 40 ounces or more of Peanut Sun soy or almond butter and 10 or more ounces of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford location of Kelly's, we'll exchange that food for wiper blades installed up to $35 in value. Wipeout Hunger ends on February 7th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back. Here at half, it is 27-20. Grants Pass down by 7 to the Summit Storm out of Central Oregon. Let's run what's has happened so far for you. Grants Pass trailed by 6 at the end of the first period by a score of 16-10 and trailed by 7 at the end of the second period, 27-20. Grants Pass outscored by 1 just in the second period, 11-10. Grants Pass scoring came on 6 field goals, 2 three-pointers, perfect from the free throw line so far, 6 for 6. They were whistled for 5 fouls compared to 10 fouls whistled against the Storm. The Storm scoring came on 12 field goals, 1 three-pointer, and they were perfect from the free throw line, although they didn't get there as often as the Grants Pass Cavemen. They were 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. We'll run down the individual numbers when we return right after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the individual numbers. First of all, for the Summit Storm, a starter number 4, Ryder Grebe, had 2 field goals, both in the first period, 4 points. He was whistled for 2 fouls. Also a starter, a 6'3 senior, Rowan Blossy, wearing number 2, did not score but did pick up a single foul. Kai Scaley, a 6'2 senior, also got the start, 2 field goals, 4 points, and no fouls. Number 22, Will Manfredi, a 1 2-point field goal and 1 foul. Andy Bledsoe coming off the bench. He's a 6'7 sophomore. 1 2-point field goal and 1 foul. Wearing number zero, 6'3 junior Foster Kettering. 1 3-point field goal, is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He also has 2 fouls. Let's see. Austin Ketchmer did not score, but did pick up a foul coming off the bench for the Storm. And their leading scorer is Matt Tompkins with 5 field goals, 1 3-pointer. Didn't go to the free throw line. He has 11 points and a single foul. We'll run down the scoring for the Grants Pass Cavemen when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Scoring for the Grants Pass Cavemen, first of all, Jordan Rosetta has 5 points on 1 2-point field goal and 3-for-3 shooting from the free throw line. No fouls for Rosetta. Grady McKittrick came off the bench, nailed a long 3-pointer for his only score. Was not whistled for a foul. Tim Hart also a monster 3-pointer. His only points. He does have a single foul. Zach DeShane, 1 2-point field goal. Didn't go to the free throw line. No fouls on DeShane so far. Kingston Connolly in a starting role has 2 field goals, 3-for-3 from the free throw line, 7 points to lead the Grants Pass Cavemen, and has a single foul. No one else has scored for the Cavemen. However, Jameis Traylor has 2 fouls, and Westenberg has a single foul. Those are all the individual numbers we have for both the Grants Pass Cavemen and the Summit Storm. Stay tuned for the first half analysis after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's deal with some analysis here as best we can right now. The score, 7-point deficit, is really not indicative of what we've seen here in the first half. 4 points is more realistic. Looked like a very defensive breakdown just at the final second of the first half when the Storm got free and nailed that 3-point shot to make it a 7-point game. In the meantime, the Cavemen were quite frankly lucky to be within 4. We suspected that they might have a rebounding problem, and I don't have hard rebound numbers to share with you, but I'm relatively sure the Cavemen have been significantly out-rebounded by this tall Summit team. Both teams have employed some significant zone defenses, particularly on inbounds play, with a trap zone employed by both teams, a 1-3-1 by the Storm and a 2-2-1 by the Grants Pass Cavemen. So the Cavemen have to find a way to get some cleaner shots. Every shot has been contested, so a stiff defense by the Summit Storm. Don't take anything away from the Grants Pass Cavemen. The Storm only have 27 points so far. It might not be a high-scoring game here tonight. So that's the situation that we have here. The Cavemen need to find a way to neutralize their rebounding powers. And by all means, don't let them shoot from the outside. We've seen that. Final seconds ticking away. We'll be back with the first half, or the second half, right after this 30-second Cape Van timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back here. Halftime clock about ready to expire. 7 seconds on it as we speak. Already on the floor are the Summit Storm. They're anxious to get going, and the Cavemen still held around head coach Joel Jesse. And there's the buzzer calling both teams to the floor. And the Storm come right out. They're ready to play. Cavemen get their final instructions and head out. McKittrick getting the start in the second half, and he comes over. That's Deshane coming out. He'll make the inbounds play as the Cavemen will put the ball in play along with Conley and Traylor getting the start with Rosetta and Hart. So Deshane gets the ball down low, right-hand side to Hart, then quickly back to Rosetta, back out front to Deshane. Now between the circles, sliding from right to left. Feeds a high post then to Traylor. Back right-hand side to Hart for three, and Dave buries it. So Hart gets his second three of the night and negates that last three that the Cavemen gave up at the buzzer at the half. Again, full court pressure looks like man-to-man this time. Lead pass up right-hand side. Man all alone underneath. Number four, Grieve, was there all alone. Somebody missed him. He's got 6 points, and it's 29-23. 7:27 to play here, third period. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. There's the trap zone in the backcourt, thrown across it to Conley, left front court. Double team there, rolled over to Hart, back out front to Deshane, left-hand corner, then to Rosetta. Tries to drive along the baseline, spins, looking for a shot, forces one up, a little hook shot, and it's good for Rosetta. So the Cavemen come out with a plan and execute twice. 29-25 the score. The pass comes down. Little floater comes up from number 22 this time. That's Manfredi. Gets his second field goal of the night. And it's 31-25, a six-point game. And the backcourt ball to Deshane. Up quickly to Connolly. Back to Deshane. Left-hand side to Hart for three again. And bounces off this time into the corner. Retrieved there quickly by Tompkins for the hood, or for the Storm. Diving down the left-hand side himself. Brings it all the way. Looking to get in the lane. Shot is up off. I think the whistle blew before he put the shot up. It did. Foul called on Hart as he went by, so Hart will pick up his second, and it will be Summit ball inbounds from the sidelines, about 10 feet down from the half-court mark. Ball comes in quickly to Blossy, then out front to Grebe. Grebe with the basketball, top of the key, slides to the right-hand side, on the wing then to Blossy, drives to the baseline. Elevate, shot is up, and good. That for number 22, Manfredi, and he's got 6 points, four in this period already. Lead pass comes up to Rosetta at the timeline. Up quickly in the corner to Traylor. Traylor's pass stolen away by the hood, or by the Summit Storm. Lead pass out quickly. Ball comes right-hand side to number 22. That's Manfredi again. And it's going to be Storm ball inbounds. McKittrick checks back in, and Traylor sits down. 33-25 the score. Summit still in charge. Lead pass comes out front quickly to Grebe. Grebe drives, goes all the way, hits the backboard. Ball taken down by McKittrick. McKittrick gets the ball up to Hart. Hart lead pass up to Deshane, corner left-hand side. No shot. Back out front to Hart. Hands the ball off to Conley. Conley left front court, goes right-hand side to McKittrick. Then in the corner, right-hand side to Hart. Bounce pass down low then to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, puts up a four-footer right-hand side. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Blossy. Lossie brings the ball back himself. Lead pass up, and timeout has been taken by the Storm. A look at the scoreboard with 5:37 to play. It's 33-25 here in the third period, where the third period brought to you by our good friends at Evergreen Federal Bank. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
We've had a lot of rain this year and a lot more people struggling to make ends meet. But we're happy to announce that the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service will start on January 13th. If you bring in 40 ounces or more Peanut Sun soy or almond butter and 10 or more ounces of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford location of Kelly's, we'll exchange that food for wiper blades installed up to $35 in value. Wipeout Hunger ends on February 7th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
5:37 to play here, third period. The Cavemen trail the Summit Storm 33-25. And players resume. It'll be Summit basketball inbounds from just in front of their own bench. Ball comes up front quickly to Blossie. Blossie out front with the basketball, feeds it high post quickly to Grebe. Back to Blossie, top of the key, tries to penetrate, kicks it in the corner left-hand side. Shot is up for three, and it's good by number 22 again, Manfredi. And Manfredi has 9 points in the contest. 36-25, Grants Pass down by 11, ball left-hand side, then to Hart. Drives the baseline, kicks it right-hand side to McKittrick. Back out front to DeShane, tries to penetrate. Lays one up off the front edge of the rim, won't go. Long tip out by Rosetta, picked up by Conley. Conley bounce pass left-hand side to Hart, corner left. Back out on the wing to DeShane. DeShane at the free throw line. Back to Rosetta. Elevates some 10 feet. It's good for Rosetta. And Rosetta gets his third field goal. He's got 9 points in the contest. Ball comes down left-hand side quickly to Scaley. Scaley left-hand side. Shot is up for three. And it's good again by Manfredi. He's got two of those and 12 points at the basketball game as the leading scorer so far. 39-27 now. Lead pass comes up to Hart. And the Cavemen in the forecourt now slow things down just a bit. Ball comes right-hand side on the wing to McKittrick. Tried to get the ball out to Rosetta. It's stolen away by Scaley. Takes it all the way. Lays it up easily off glass. And it's good for Scaley. That's his third field goal. And timeout, I believe, taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen this time. 41-27 the score. Has a big run now by the Storm. And we'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. 41-27. Let's see, in this last period, let's see, only two threes have gone in, but they've been significant and added 6 points to the total here. 41-27, the Grants Pass trail. Inbounds play in the backcourt. The trap zone developing again as Conley brings the ball in to DeShane. Back to Conley. Conley drives up to the timeline, flips the ball over to Berg now. Starts the second half. He's double-teamed in the forecourt. Gets the ball right back to DeShane. DeShane drives to the free throw line, elevates from there, floats one up, and it's good for DeShane. DeShane's second field goal. He's got four in the basketball game now. 41-29 the score. On the left-hand side, Manfredi brings the ball down right front court. He's a sharpshooter from the outside. Don't let him shoot to the right front court. Slides the ball down to Blossie. Blossie with a basketball right back in the corner, right-hand side to Reddy. Down low to Tompkins. It's up and good underneath. He's got 13 points in the basketball game. Inbound play comes to Connolly, back to DeShane, back to Connolly. Little stutter step, gets into the forecourt, left-hand side then to Berg. Berg head fakes, back out front quickly to Connolly. Right-hand side then to DeShane, right-hand side to Berg, and Berg hits a three. Pardon me, Tim Hart. That's his third three of the night. He's got nine in the basketball game, 43-32. It's an 11-point game again. Grebe brings the ball down, hands the ball off quickly to Tompkins. Tompkins spins, comes down the paint, elevates in 3 foot. Up, it's good. So Tompkins gets his 15th point of the basketball game, and it's 45-32. Conley, bounce pass through the pressure, gets the ball up to Balcom's left-hand side now to Berg. Berg corner left-hand side, drives out again to Hart. Hart from three-point land and nails another one from long range. He's got 12 in the basketball game on four shots. On the drive, it's Blossie in the backcourt, coming into the forecourt, now top of the key. Still moving with the basketball, tries to come down on Berg. A whistle foul, probably on Berg this time. That's the call. So Berg will pick up his second infraction of the night. Connolly comes out. McKittrick is back in. In line from the end line. Summit Storm bring the ball back out. Left-hand side man moves right to the bucket. That was Matt Breedy. Whistle stops the action there. Shot was no good. Foul call on DeShane this time. So DeShane will pick up the infraction. His first of the night, third team foul this period on the Grants Pass Keepman at the free throw line. Once again is Will Manfredi with 12 points so far in the basketball game. This one balanced on the front rim and then fell through. Makes it 46-35. One more shot coming for Manfredi. Shot is up and good. So Manfredi with 14 points. So at least two Summit scorers are in double figures right now. Lead pass come up, deflected and taken away by the Storm. Bounce pass left-hand side. Man lays it up and in again on the fast break. So Kettering got that one. His second field goal. He's got five in the basketball game. Ball comes left-hand side then to Hart. Hart elevates him 4 feet. Rattle it in and out. Wouldn't go. McKittrick rebounds, puts it back up. Won't go. Ball comes out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. Connolly comes back in, and DeShane gets a little breather. 49-35, Grants Pass down by 14. Third period, 2:16 to play. Inbounds play comes to Connolly. Connolly back out front. Then 30-footer by Hart. Off, no good. And it hit the guy wire. So when it bounced off the back of the rim, that makes it a dead ball and turns the ball over to the opposing team. So the Storm will bring the ball in, bounce from the end line, far into the floor. Number one is into the blast basketball game. That's the 6'7 sophomore. He'll bring the ball in bounds. Almost uncontested. Ball up quickly to Blossy. Blossy right hand side in the right front court. Working against Connolly. Ball comes to right hand side to Manfredi. Manfredi back out front, top of the key to the big sophomore. Ball left hand side, then on the wing to Grebe. Grebe head fakes, tries to drive, penetrates. Floats one up, kisses it off glass. It's good. He's got his 8 point in the basketball game, and it's 51-35. Inbounds play comes quickly to McKittrick in the backcourt from Connolly. Back to Connolly. Back to McKittrick. Approaches the trap zone. Over to Hart. Back left-hand side to Connolly in the forecourt. Left-hand side. Cross-court right-hand side to McKittrick. Corner right-hand side then to Hart. Back out front to McKittrick. Right front court against a 2-3 zone. Ball left-hand side now to Connolly. He'll shoot the three and gets it. So Connolly gets his first three of the night. He's got 10 points and up to shot is up. Off no good for the Storm. Battle for the rebound finally ends up in the hands of the Storm. Manfredi, he is stripped of the basketball by Rosetta. I think they're going to call Rosetta for coming across his wrist to get it. And that's the call. So Rosetta will pick up his first infraction of the night with all the contact he's had. That's amazing. He's got 9 points on the board right now. 51-38 as the Storm have really pulled away here in the third period. Inbounds play for the Storm from their end of the floor. Ball to Manfredi, left-hand side. Shot for three, off no good. Rosetta for the rebound. Outlet goes to DeShane. DeShane in the backcourt. Lead pass up to Connolly. Connolly right-hand side to Rosetta. On the wing then to Hart. Hart tries to drive, kicks the ball back out to McKittrick. He drives, comes down the left-hand side. A little hook shot off glass. And a blocking foul called on the Summit. They haven't signaled that the shot was good. Yes, the shot was good. So McKittrick will get the field goal. That's his fifth point of the basketball game and makes it a 51-40 score with McKittrick going to the free throw line. His first trip there. He was 100% free throw shooter last year. As a sophomore, he was 7-for-7 last year. Limited opportunities. Still a good shooter. Shot is up. Good. 49 seconds left here in the third period. Seventh Storm come right back on the attack looking for more. Grebe on the left-hand side hands the ball off to Scaley. Scaley top of the key. Shot is up and stuffed home by the sophomore at 6'7". He'll get his two. Makes it 53-41 and a foul whistled. Really rattled the backboard when he hit it. Traylor picks up the foul. That'll be his third of the night. No one else has three fouls. Going to the free throw line is the big sophomore. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rosetta walking the ball down after the inbounds play. Walks across the timeline, uncontested, flips the ball left front court to Mr. Conley. Mr. Conley puts the ball on his hips, says, okay, let's get set up, guys. Rosetta's posted high. Ball comes right-hand side into McKittrick, right front court, playing against his own defense now. Back to a Rosetta left-hand side. Conley comes out to take the ball. Rosetta goes back to the high post. Conley drives to the right-hand side. Gets a little thick from Traylor. Then back out to Rosetta. Rosetta drives, pulls up short. Five-footer on the way. It's good for Rosetta. And Rosetta has 11 in the basketball game at the buzzer. Final, at the end of three, it is 53-43. Grants Pass down by 10. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute Cape Manton timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Fourth quarter going to be brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza, home of some great pizza on Baker Drive on the Williams Highway. Give a call at 541-476-2133 and have your favorite pizza delivered. Do it. I think they've got a special in their bacon cheddar white right now. Oh, it is good, folks. Yeah, our basketball home for the Grants Pass Cayman on Beacon Drive, 476-2133. 7 basketball to start the fourth period here with the Grants Pass trailing by 10. Outscored in that period by 3 points, 26-23. So a big scoring period that time. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Manfredi. Manfredi working one-on-one against DeShane. Gives the ball out front quickly to Reed. Hands the ball off. Lobs it down low to the big guy. Alley-oop won't work this time. Conley comes down with the rebound for Grants Pass. Lets the traffic clear. Then heads back down the floor. Crosses the timeline. Hands the ball out front to DeShane. Shane with the basketball. Cayman continued their shuffle. They'll go right-hand side against his own defense now. On the drive, floating one up for good was Mr. Conley. And Conley picks up another one. That's his fourth field goal. He has, 12 points in the basketball game. Ball coming down now for the Storm from Scaley. Right-hand side then to number four, Reed. And a defensive foul, player control. Bon Bledsoe. Andy Bledsoe will pick up his second of the basketball game. And the Cavemen get the ball inbounds from the sidelines in front of the Storm court. It goes to DeShane. DeShane across the timeline quickly over to McKittrick on the wing. Back out front then to Traylor, left-hand side to Conley. Then tried to get the ball down low to Rosetta. Rosetta was trying to drop back to the basket. Ball came off of his hands out of bounds. Ball goes back to the Storm, leading right now 45-12. Make that 53-45. So the Storm bring the ball down left front court. Ball goes left hand side. Reed drives the baseline, underhanded layup won't go. Rebound being contested by the Grants Pass Cayman, and finally controlled by Conley. Conley bounce pass left hand side to Traylor. Traylor on the wing left, hands the ball right back to McKittrick. McKittrick goes to the baseline, back out on the wing to DeShane, then between the circles to Traylor. Right hand side to Conley. Conley back out front top of the key to McKittrick. Pumps once, then goes right hand side on the wing to Rosetta. He doesn't hesitate, launch the three off, no good. Long rebound pass comes out quickly to Bledsoe coming down the right hand side. Then back out front quickly to Reed, to Scaley left hand side, then on the wing. Ball comes down low on the baseline to Reed, who is circled entirely. Flips the ball again, back out front again to Manfredi. Between the circles then to Grebe. Grebe drives, goes all the way down. Whistle called. This one, I believe, against Traylor. We'll see as the official comes to the sidelines. No, they're calling on Conley. So Conley will pick up his second of the night. Second team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen. McKittrick comes out. Hart is back in. And Summit inbounds to the end line. They're into the floor. Ball comes out front to Manfredi. Manfredi Little shake and bake. Drives to left-hand side. Elevate. Shot is up and good for Manfredi. 16 points for Will Manfredi. Deshane comes back. Head fakes. Goes right-hand side then to Traylor. Back out front to Connolly. Connolly drives. Kicks the ball back right-hand side to Traylor. He's got room. Shoots the three, and it is just off. No good. Connolly high for the rebound. Backs outside the arc on the wing. Out front to Hart. Then to Deshane. Deshane high post to Rosetta, who spins and fires from the free throw line, and it's good. And he's got 13 points, and the Cavemen have two men in double figures. Ball comes down in the hands of number four, the senior, Grebe. Grebe, the right-hand side, maintains control, looking for the corner, then comes back out front to Blossy. Blossy turns, drives, comes all the way, lays one up, off no good. Foul called against the Cavemen. I think Deshane, but we'll see. No, at 11. Ball goes against Traylor. So Traylor will pick up his fourth of the night. And going to the free throw line, number 44, Matt Tompkins. Tompkins has one foul and 15 points in the contest. Two dribbles. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Rattled in and out. No good. He's got six field goals, one three-pointer. Total of 15 points. Missed his first free throw attempt, and one more coming. Shot is up. This one was good. 16 points for the young man, for the junior, as a matter of fact. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Deshane, then back to Conley, back to Deshane, seeing the trap form. Up quickly to Rosetta, back to Conley in the forecourt, left-hand side. Head fakes, drives, penetrates, goes up with a shot. That is good. Conley, individual effort, finds another one. He's got 14 points in the contest tonight. Ball right-hand side. Lead pass up right-hand side to Grebe in the corner. Back to Blossy. Blossy slides to the corner against McKittrick. And away from the basketball. And this one's going against the Grants Pass Cavemen, I believe. Rosetta will pick up his second. Little jockeying for position. 56-49 the score. Grants Pass trails with 4:49 left in the contest. Back here on Friday night, folks. Lead pass comes out to Blossy for three from 21. It's off. No good. Rebound taken down by Grebe. Spins and puts another one up. Oh, good. They're going to call, I think, Rosetta on that one. Rosetta frustrated. I barely touched him, coach. Well, Rosetta was right. Foul goes against Deshane, and that'll be his second. And at the free throw line is Foster Kettering. Shot is up and good. He is 3 for 3 from the free throw line. That's his eighth point tonight. And one more coming. Shot is up and good. 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Samet calls a timeout, 58-49. Grants Pass trailing. By that margin. 4:42 left to play in this contest. Don't forget, we'll be back once again on Friday night. I believe it's South Eugene going to be in town here. 6:45 tip-off. We'll have it on the radio for you. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on Sixth between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Heard at 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM band, and you can listen anywhere in the world, folks. Take us fishing with your radio, or do that too, by all means. And man, if you can pick up the internet, we're right there, KJO.com. All right, when play is resumed, I believe it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line, far end of the floor. Deshane comes down to make the inbounds play. Connolly joins him. On the floor is McKittrick, Rosetta, and Hart. Deshane walking the ball down now. Crossing the timeline at center court. Quickly over to Hart on the wing, left-hand side. Breaking out of the high post was McKittrick. Ball then right-hand side to Connolly. Connolly spins, tries to go hard to the basket, draws the foul. So the Grants Pass came in attacking the basket right now, drawing the foul, getting the free throw line. Not a bad plan. Foul called on number 44, Tompkins. That'll be his second of the basketball game, and going to the free throw line. Our number four with 3 for 3 from the free throw line. And 14 points in the contest so far. First shot is up. Off the back of the iron. No good. Four and a half minutes left in tonight's contest. Shot is up. And good. Four out of five for young Mr. Connolly. 15 points. Inbound playing the backcourt. Kamen with a man-to-man pressure now. Blossy drives through it. Gets into the forecourt right-hand side as Kamen stands that man-to-man. Tries to hand the ball off quickly to Kettering. Kettering with the basketball. Looks for the corner right-hand side. Is surrounded, though, by Hart. Then goes down low to number 44. Shot is up and good for the junior. That's Tompkins. 18 points for Tompkins. Hart in the backcourt leads the ball up quickly to DeShane, left front court. DeShane puts the ball on the floor, goes between the circles now. Begins to direct traffic, puts a man on the high post. That's McKittrick. McKittrick breaks out of that to take the pass back right-hand side to Connolly on the wing. Connolly comes to the free throw line, flips it left-hand side to Hart for three. Hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Board cleared by the Summit Storm. Ball ends up in the hands of Blossy. In the right front court, he's surrounded by Hart right now, tries to drive by. Looks at the baseline, bounce pass down low. Taken away by Rosetta, but he falls out of bounds. It'll be Summit ball inbounds from the inline, their end of the floor. 60-50, it's still a 10-point game. Blossy will make the inbounds play as the Storm break into their shuffle. Ball comes right-hand side to Manfredi. Manfredi working against DeShane. And whistle stops the action. I think we've got a timeout by Grants Pass. All right, what, we have a moving screen? At any rate, Kamen have the basketball right back. Ball in the hands of DeShane, crossing the timeline, comes left-hand side to Hart. Bounce pass out front quickly to McKittrick. Bounce pass down low then to Rosetta. Rosetta hard to the glass, off, won't go. Rebound taken down again by Tompkins. Comes all the way. Head fakes to the glass. Under control, puts it up and good. 20 points for Tompkins tonight. 62-50, Grants Pass down by 12. Lead pass out to McKittrick. McKittrick tries to penetrate, attacks the glass right-hand side. Didn't hear a whistle, but it is going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds to the end line, our end of the floor. Rosetta comes over to make the inbounds play. As the Cavemen put kind of a box around the key. Over to DeShane on the corner left-hand side, then back to Rosetta at the low post to Hart. Out front to DeShane for three. Missed everything, but comes down in the hands of Rosetta. He goes up with a shot and ends up on the floor. He'll go to the free throw line. A foul called against the Summit. Number four, I believe. Grebe will pick up his third of the night. And going to the free throw line will be Jordan Rosetta. 3 for 3 so far tonight. 13 points in tonight's contest. Hart has 12, and Connolly has 15. Shot is up and hits the front of the iron, then rolls through. 4 for 4 for Rosetta. Rosetta really gets his focus in tune. You can almost see it happen as he goes through his routine. Gets the ball, puts it on his hip. 1, 2, bounces. 3, 4, bounces up and down. One more. He's ready. Deep breath. Shot is up. Good. 5 for 5. He's got 15 in the basketball game. Full court press by the Grants Pass Cavemen, man-to-man right now. Grebe brings the ball down into the forecourt. Right-hand side draws a double team. Back out front to Manfredi. Left-hand side to Blossy. Back out to Manfredi. Manfredi drives left-hand side. Gives it up to Blossy on the wing. Left-hand side out front then to Connolly. Right-hand side to Grebe. Grebe out front to Manfredi. Manfredi head fakes. Drives the right-hand side. Stops on the wing. Out front to Grebe. Now Grebe back. Little shake and bake. Gets down the paint. Lays one up off glass. It's good. And Grebe gets his 10th point in the basketball game. 64-52 with 2 minutes to play here. Caveman short. Ball on the way from Rosetta for three. Off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Tompkins. Tompkins gives the ball back to Blossie. Blossie into the forecourt, left-hand side. Conley comes after him and commits the foul, I believe. That's the one. That's the call. So Conley will pick up his third of the night. Going to the free throw line will be Mr. Blossie. Roy Blossie, 6'3", senior. Handles the ball a lot, but has yet to score and only has one foul. Has not been to the free throw line. This is his first trip there. Shot is up, rolls off, no good. And one more shot coming for the young man. Shot is up, and it's good. So he has 1 point and lots of assists tonight. Caveman ring the ball back in the hands of Conley, left front court with the young man. Terrence drives to the free throw line, has a lane, lays one up. That is good. Conley, great move, great speed, great acceleration. 17 points for the young man. Timeout taken by the Grants Pass. Caveman right now with a minute 36 to play. It is 65-54. We'll be back after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back. 65-54 is the score. It's an 11-point difference for the Grants Pass Caveman, trailing the Summit Storm with a minute 36 to play here at Heater Newman Gym. Play is resumed. It's going to be Summit ball inbound from the end line, far end of the floor. And Grave will make the inbounds play quickly to Tompkins. Tompkins double-teamed to the backcourt, flips over the pressure, flips into the forecourt to Blossie, and Blossie is immediately tied up and fouled by Deshane. So Deshane will pick up the infraction. His third of the night. And going to the free throw line, Rowan Blossie was just there. 1 for 2 so far tonight with 1 point in the contest and lots of assists. Shot is up. No time taken, and he drops it through. Now 2 of 3. Traylor is in for Grant's Pass. McKittrick is getting a breather. Shot is up, and it's good. So 3 for 4 from the free throw line for Blossie. Inbounds play quickly. From Conley to Traylor. Into the forecourt quickly by Conley. Drives, shoots, high off glass. Off, no good. Rebound taken down by the Storm. And a foul called immediately. This one could go against Rosetta or Deshane. Both were there. I think it's Rosetta. It is. That's the third on Rosetta. And going to the free throw line, number 22 is Will Manfredi. He is 2 for 2 from the free throw line with 16 points in tonight's contest. Shot is up and good. 17 for the young man. Score's getting higher than I anticipated tonight. Second shot is up for Manfredi, and it's good. He's 4 for 4 from the free throw line, and they are an incredibly good free throw shooting team. On the drive here, Conley flips it in the corner right hand side to Deshane for three, and he buries it. So Deshane gets his third field goal. He's got 3 in the basketball game. That gives him 7 points on the night. And timeout has been taken. A look at the scoreboard with 1:10 to play. 69-57. We'll be back after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
A
recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. 69-57, a 12-point game right now. Inbounds play by the Storm. Far end of the floor comes to Manfredi. They pass out to Blasi. Blasi down the left-hand side into the forecourt. Waits for help then. Stutter step goes left-hand side. Pass stolen away by Rosetta. Comes back on the break himself. All the way down. Kicks the ball back to... And he got hung up trying to figure out which way to go and is called for the travel. Ball goes right back to the Storm after the Cavemen lose a great opportunity here. Full court pressure by the Grants Pass Cavemen, man-to-man, inbounds play coming from Grebe. Grebe goes left-hand side to Tompkins. Tompkins gets the ball. He's surrounded now by Hart, looks for help, spins out of it, and draws the foul from Hart. So Hart will pick this one up. That'll be his third. So Tompkins goes to the free throw line. And the junior is 1-for-2 from the free throw line with 20 points so far here in the basketball game. So he's a shooter. Shot is up and off, no good. Doesn't necessarily mean he's a free throw shooter. Maybe a scorer would be a better word. Shot is up this time. This one's good. Nothing but net that time. 2-for-4 from the free throw line with 21 points in the contest tonight. Cavemen back on the attack. Ball in the hands of Conley. Little backhanded layup off. Won't go. Rebound controlled by the Summit Storm again. Ball in the hands of Tompkins. Tompkins gets the ball back left-hand side. A link to Manfredi. Manfredi through traffic. Comes down top of the key. Moves off to the right-hand side. 30 seconds left to play. Ball goes to Blasi, right-hand side. Back out front to Manfredi. Not even looking to score right now. Blasi gets the ball in the paint. Goes left-hand side. Then they'll flip it back right-hand side again to Blasi. Blasi out front to Manfredi. 17 seconds. Ball down low. Cavemen come after it and commit the foul. And I'm not sure if it's going to be Hart or Rosetta. Rosetta, that'll be his fourth. 13 and a half seconds left. Hit 70-57 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Trailing right now. We'll go 4-8 on the season. Shot is up at the free throw line. In and out for the junior. Tompkins, he's now 3-of-5 from the free throw line. One more shot coming. He's the only Summit Storm player at that end of the floor. Shot is up, and this one's good. Cavemen roll the ball in quickly to Conley. 9 seconds on the clock. Over to Rosetta. Launches a 23-footer. That is off, no good. Rebound taken by Rosetta. Flips the ball back out front. 2 seconds, 1 second. Ball in the hands of Blasi. That's the final score. It is 72-58, the final score. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Cave Madden timeout.
We've had a lot of rain this year and a lot more people struggling to make ends meet. But we're happy to announce that the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service will start on January 13th. If you bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter and 10 or more ounces of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford location of Kelly's, we'll exchange that food for wiper blades installed up to $35 in value. Wipeout Hunger ends on February 7th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here on KHAO Radio as we're just finishing up figuring some of our scoring here. Let me see what we have for you. Of course, the final score, 72-58. Grants Pass outscored 19-15 in that final period. Just joining us here is head coach Joel Jesse. Coach, scrappy performance by your team.
Yeah, they worked hard. Unfortunately, just outmatched on the rebounds, and their players are just a little bit more skilled than ours.
Rebounding key tonight.
Yeah.
They're a tall team.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about in pregame. That's what we talked about at halftime, was that we had to limit those extra shots that they get. And because, you know, if they get that, they kick it out. And if we close out too hard, they drive right by us and they get a layup, which happened more than four or five times tonight.
Okay.
So, Jordan's our tallest kid at 6'4". After that, almost everybody's 6 foot or less. And that team is,
Tall.
They're just really, really tall. Number 4, number 44, and number 22 on their team are kids that play basketball all the time, and they're just really polished players. They did a really good job and handled our pressure pretty well, handled our press pretty well. We've got a freshman in there that still trying to learn, even though, we're almost game 12 here. So, he's still learning, he's still getting better, he's just missing a lot of different matchups, and then our shooters are either hot or they off. There's not a lot of consistency right there. And that makes the game of basketball tough when you give up rebounds and you can't get the ball to the players in an open spot because players are holding the ball a little bit too much. I felt like we got better towards the second half, moving the ball and cutting like we had talked about. We were behind the eight ball from the gate and just kind of took some chances, and some of those chances didn't work when we went to our 2-3 zone. One of our players didn't get to their shooter, which is what we talked about pregame, and just he buried 2 threes, 6 points, and that was kind of the neck breaker of the game right there.
That 22. About midway in the third period.
The third period, that guy hit the first one, and one of our players missed that assignment, and then he missed it again, back-to-back plays, and so we just can't win ball games if players don't rotate the way that they're supposed to.
Not making any excuses here, but we talked earlier, and you mentioned that last year this Summit team had a lot of seniors on that very, very good squad, and they lost all of those men. But they came back with still a lot of seniors and tall seniors who practiced against a very good team in the state last year.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you saw the JV team. A JV team had a freshman that looked like he was a Division I lineman. I mean, that guy was huge out there tonight. And so, Summit's drawn from a lot of people. And as a 5A team, I think they have the most people out of all the high schools there. So they're very well coached and very, very athletic and very, very tall, as you said tonight. I mean, I don't think they had anybody other than number 22 that was under 6 foot one-ish. So, when our tallest...
And he played taller than that anyway.
Yeah, he's really, really good athlete, and he's a really good shooter, really good kid, very respectful, and he is a good player.
All right. Next step for you, Coach.
Well, our goal all along has been to win league. We felt like this was the year before all the injuries happened to our, two key players. I think we got South Eugene here tonight. I mean, Friday night. So, hopefully our kids can learn. I think South Eugene beat Summit earlier in the season. And so we'll watch a little bit of that film. We know South Eugene's stuff really, really well. We spend a lot of time on film with South Eugene because, once again, our goal was to win a conference championship. And, you know, luckily that is still intact. But we're going to have to play a lot better than we did tonight to be able to get there, especially on the road.
No, you're here Friday night.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I know you're 100% right. Yeah. Friday night versus South Eugene is at home. I'm just saying we're going to have to play a lot better to be able to attain our goal, especially when we're on the road.
Absolutely. But you do have a home game.
Yeah.
How big a home advantage do you get here with Heater Newman Gym and this crowd, and this band?
Heater Newman's the best gym in the state to play in, I think. I think second is probably Marshfield.
Okay.
Those two gyms are very, very unique. Obviously, we have, as you said, the band, the best band in the in the state.
I mean, they take out the whole south end of the gym.
All the west coast, and, you know, really appreciate the band members. They bring a lot. I wish they were actually on the other side because of my timeouts. I really can't get my message across clearly. I got to talk to Mr. Ronsville about switching the visitor side and stuff like that so that I can get my message across. But really appreciate Mr. Norfleet and his band. He does a wonderful job. And, you know, Heater Newman's the best place to play when we pack the gym. And, you know, for us to be able to do that, we obviously have to be a winning team. You know, that's just kind of our forte, is that, you know, lots and lots of fans pack the gym when we're winning. And it's our job to get the fans in the seats by doing winning ways.
Yeah. There you go. So, all right, we'll look for a win on Friday night, Coach.
That's what we're hoping for.
All right, thank you very much.
Yep.
Head Coach Joel Jesse here on KHAO Radio. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back here. Once, run down some numbers for you. First of all, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman and their energy conservation specialist there. Grants Pass trailed at the end of one period, at the period one, 16-10. We're outscored in the second period by one, 11-10, to make it 27-20 at the half. Grants Pass was outscored by three in the third period to make the score 53-43, a 10-point margin, and were outscored 19-15 in the fourth period, final margin 72-58. Grants Pass scoring came on 20 field goals, seven three-pointers. Grants Pass 10 of 11 from the free throw line. That's over 90%, and were whistled for 19 fouls compared to 12 fouls for the Summit Storm. The Storm scoring came on 27 field goals, four three-pointers. They were 15 of 19 from the free throw line. That's just under 80% completion percentage. We'll run down the individual numbers right after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Individual numbers, first of all, for the Summit Storm in a starting role, a 6'5 junior, Matt Tompkins, had 23 points on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 4 of 6 shooting from the free throw line with 2 fouls. Foster Kettering had 2 field goals, 1 3-pointer, was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. That gave him 9 points on the night. Will Manfredi had 6 field goals, 2 3-pointers. and picked up 4 for 4 from the free throw line. A single foul for him. He had 18 points in the basketball game. I believe he was the lead. No, Tompkins was the leading scorer. They had one more man in double figures. That was Ryder Grebe, number 4, with 5 field goals. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Weston Berg picked up a single foul. Jameis Traylor picked up 4 fouls. Kingston Connolly had 6 field goals, 1 three-pointer, was 4 of 5 from the free throw line. That's 17 points. He's the leading scorer for Grants Pass. He had 3 fouls. Zach DeShane had 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer, 7 points, and 3 fouls. Tim Hart had 12 points on 4 three-pointers, all long distance. He had 3 fouls tonight. Grady McKittrick had 5 points on a 2 and a 3, he didn't pick up a foul, or at least wasn't called for one. And Jordan Rosetta had 5 field goals, was 5 for 5 from the free throw line, 15 points, and 4 fouls. Well, those individual numbers are... Tonight's scoring summary brought to you by the Indoor Airmen, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Seacasa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, tonight's player of the game brought to you by our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change over there. Hope you'll stop by and see them. Tell them you appreciate their support of Caveman Athletics here on KAJO Radio. Once again, all right, let's talk about the player of the game tonight. And he did more than his scoring, although he was a great scorer tonight. Has a great elevation, great speed, great coordination. Let's see, had... 6 field goals, 1 three-pointer, 4 of 5 from the free throw lines. We salute Kingston Connolly, our player of the game tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen and a Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our bacon cheddar special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, we're going to wrap this one up right now and remind you that we'll be right back here next Friday night for the South Eugene Axe coming to town to take on the Grants Pass Cavemen, see if the Cavemen can regroup after this tough loss and losing one of their best players with Bruner out. he is certainly missed. There's no question about that. So game time is going to be at 6:45, and we hope that you'll join us right here on KAJO Radio. Once again, thank you for joining us tonight. For Aaron Setzer, Staffing Radio Control, executive producer tonight is Brian Deonte. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight is the Summit Storm 72, the Grants Pass Cavemen 58. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.